you just said that you kind of see networks like that as a library and as a resource, but other people see the music they make as their property, and if, or not other people as in all other people, but some people see the music they make as their property, and they're worried that if we don't lock it down, there won't be an incentive to create more music, and some folks in the music industry are actually saying that, you know, the music industry's decline means that music is in decline.
Well, how would you respond to that? At all, period. Either one of those sentiments. Now, I see music. If you make music, if people lose their incentive to make music because they're not making money off of it, they're not musicians. They're business people. Musicians don't have a choice in the matter, you know? Like, you gotta make music. There's no choice. It's not a job description. It's not a fucking job description. It's no choice. You make music because it's what you do. You know, the idea, it's sort of like saying, like, you know, like, well, this person, you know, like, you know, an artist, you know, they're a painter, but because they can't sell their painting, they're just going to quit. If they do, they're not artists, you know, like, that's the reason they quit. They're not artists because they're business people. You have to think, so I have to say that I feel like that music, when I make music, the creation aspect of it, like, that may be my experience. The song, I may have written the song, so I might think, like, yeah, I authored that song, it's my song. But it's not property. It's not property for anybody. Now, if I make a record, if I make a CD of that song, that's property, like, because I paid to make it. And if I sell that property, the money that I get that comes back is my money. You know, I'll take that money and I'll share it with the other people involved with making that CD. But I mean, this is what I like. This is my position. You can sell CDs, you can sell records and tapes, you can sell mini discs if you're foolhardy. You can sell MP3s and digital downloads. You can sell all of these things, but you can't sell music because music is free. I'm serious about that. I really believe that. You can't sell it. Music is not, it's like air. You can't sell it. Now, I know that there are people who, I mean, I know that there's this, that people have, you know, like, here again, like, not to fall back into my oft-used analogies and metaphors, but this is the way I process things. Like, I see music as a river, and river, like, the water in a river is there for everybody, and anyone who wants to have a sip can have a sip and have some water. Now, somewhere along the line, someone came up with the idea of putting the river water in bottles and selling the bottles of water. That's the record industry. Music is a river, music is water, and the bottling company is the industry. And they're not, it's not inherently evil, because it's frankly convenient to be able to have water in a bottle. So if you're driving in your car and you're thirsty, you don't have to drive to the nearest river and get a sip. You can just reach down and take a drink out of your bottle. The same way, if I'm driving in my car and I want to hear a song, I don't need to go over to the people's house and ask them to play it for me. I can put the CD in and listen to it, or I can, whatever, turn on the radio. Where we get into a little tricky area, where it gets ugly, is that when the bottling company, because their aim is really to make money, it's not really, at some point they may have thought, like, well, let's bottle this water, and that way we can share the healthful qualities of water with all the people. At some point, it becomes, this is our industry, we need to make money, and how can we increase profits? Well, the way to increase profits is to try to discourage people from going to the river and having to buy the bottle of water. And they'll start with that, but eventually what they're going to get into is that they're going to start blocking the river, or they're going to poison the river. But water is always moving, and it's very difficult to poison a river. Very hard indeed. And that's the good news about music. It can't be stopped. It will always happen. People always will make music, and regardless of whether or not it's like there's money made from it or not, it's still going to happen. It can't be stopped. So in my mind, like, with the sales of of records and all that stuff. The industry has done their best to, like, kind of claim ownership of music, but they don't. They only own the things that they sell. That's it. So when people who are songwriters say, that's my property, and, like, if someone else, if they give it away for free, then I lose my incentive, then, well, good riddance.